I want to thank the partners of Shavua, Joyce and Shlomi Lederstein, Schus for Fuhr Shlem, for Sender, Arye, Ben Liba, Zelda.
Amen.
Fuhr Shlem, for Soshah, Chal Yisrael.
Amen. You don't have to last me.
Fine. Okay, we're on page test, at the bottom of page test. That's where we're up to, learning a Maimer from Rabbi Tzimaya, for Shavuvim, and to begin talking about the Sugi of Kedusha Sainai. I wanted to begin with the Rabbi Tzimaya to get away. And then we'll go more into the actual sugya to learn it more of a regular limud. But I felt it's the ruach that should be the makif of all that we're doing with Kedusha Sainai before we go into the limud of it, of what the eyes are and how they're affected and so on, should be with this Taira. So we're learning about Kimei Tzeischa Me'eres Mitzrayim. That's where we are now. I mean, the truth is, as we learned last week, that Kimei Tzeischa Me'eres Mitzrayim, it doesn't say Ki, I mean Kimei Tzeischa. Kimei Tzeischa means, like the Tanya says, that every single day of our lives, it's not just that we once left, it's an ongoing process. we got through the gate to leave Mitzrayim, but the Avodah of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and what that means is Kimei Tzeischa Me'eres Mitzrayim, it goes from Yetzias Mitzrayim until Eren the flows, which is Mashiach. That's the end. It's one ongoing process. That's what we're talking about. And during this time of the year, the Ari HaKadosh and other tzaddikim reveal that there's a tremendous siyata d'shmaya hashpah of Kimei Tzeischa Me'eres Mitzrayim, of getting out of the Meitzarim, of that Ervas Haaretz in particular, Gam Habris, that tumah that was embodied and manifested more than any other place in the world in Mitzrayim. And the beginning of that avoda of Yetzias Mitzrayim is Kedusha Sainayim, Tahara Sainayim. That's what we're talking about, Tahara Sainayim. That's the beginning. And in that context, there are two mitzvahs that we see that the Chachamim chose, that in order for us to fulfill this mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which means the avoda of getting out of Mitzrayim, the two mitzvahs that the Torah focuses on in the parasha of Krishma, where there are many parashas that the Torah could have taken for the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim, because it's all over the Torah. But they davka inserted into Krishma that we should be yaitzah the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem by saying the parasha of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim with tzitzis and tefillin. Davka tzitzis and tefillin. And that by both of these mitzvahs, that the nekuda hapnimis of these two mitzvahs is Kedusha Sainai. Risim also schartem. Zechira comes through the Tahara Sainai. Risim also is the tzitzis, to see the tzitzis. And the tefillin is the tatofas beinei necha. So none of these things are coincidences. The Baruch Shalom wanted that we should say davke these parashis, and the Chachamim pulled that down with the Ruach HaKadosh. These are the parashis of Yetzias Mitzrayim that we need to say every single day of our lives, and that we need to think about more during Shavuot, our tzitzis and our tefillin, as part of the practical package of what it means to work on Kedusha Sainayim, to work on these mitzvahs of tzitzis and tefillin, to think about them and not to take them for granted. So we're on the bottom of page test, the end of page test. By Yisoyed says, here's the time, hu tahara. The meaning of Yetzias Mitzrayim is tahara. Mitzrayim is tumah, and Yetzias Mitzrayim is tahara. And as we've been learning, from the time of Gan Eden, when the downfall was with the eyes, the eyes that Chava, Adam and Chava, saw, and they wanted to eat from the Eitz Hadas, Tovara. Therefore, the beginning of Tahara, the Avod of Tahara, is the eyes. Mikaven she yisoida Tahara tolu be'einayim. And since Yetzias Mitzrayim means getting out of impurity, getting out of tumah, that's Yetzias Mitzrayim, that meitzar of pegam habris, to get out of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is pegam habris, and Chazal understood that the mitzvah of tzitzis is uniquely connected to that avoda of getting out of that meitzah. And we see the story in the Gemara that I'm not going to say over the whole Maisa, but the famous story in the Gemara, where there was a person that was about to be nichshel in a terrible way with somebody, with a woman, and his sitzis reminded him that it's time to, it's time to get out. So we see that there's a koach of tzitzis, and since the word tzitzis is the word tzitzis itself means lahatzitz, means meitzitz, means to see. The word tzitzis means to see. It means, it's translated as fringes, but in Panemius, the word tzitzis means uri'isa, means to see. Meitzitz, mashgiach manachalonos, meitzitz manacharakim, means to look at something in a very deep way. Tzitzis means to see. So, like that partial tzitzis davka, ki achas me hashpos ha'ad sumus ad ma'oid, so mitzvah tzitzis, one of the great hashpos. We don't understand why this is, even though we know that we have the Ramazim of the 613 mitzvahs that are wound into the tzitzis. We know this. I don't know when was the last time anybody, you know, was making a cheshbon and thinking, oh, there it is, my 613 mitzvahs. I mean, we should be doing that. But there's obviously a special koach that our wearing this has, whether you see them, whether you wear them out or you wear them inside, but somehow that this malbush of tzitzis is for us like the ksoinus of Yosef HaTzadik, is a shmira when it comes to this inyan of Kedusha Seinayim of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Ki'achz mashpoz ha'atzumus ad-mod shol mitzis tzitzis v'shol amiris ha'milim ha'kedoysha shol ha'parash ha'kedoysha shol tzitzis. And to try to be careful, especially during this time of the year, that when we say that parasha in Kriyat Shema, we say the parasha of Yidav Hashem Moshe Leim, Yidav Nesvah Matam, Muslim Tzitzis, that we should say those words carefully and with kavana. Baboka be'erev, in the morning and the night, the Kriyat Shema Alamita, and especially not at Kriyat Shema Alamita, because the whole Avoda, which we're going to be talking a lot about, Mitzvahs, and the time will come, we're going to try to go through the Kriyat Shema Alamita piece by piece, according to the Arizal, Kriyat Shema Alamita, which is a tremendous, tremendous koach of Kedusha Sabris, Kriyishma, that we say Alhamita when we go to sleep, which the Mekubalim have revealed to us that the Ikur Inyan of Kriyishma Alhamita is a Shmira when it comes to this Sugya of Kedusha. But Kriyishma Alhamita, Pa'od Zmanim, next page Yud, Hu Ha'inyan Shal Taharis Einayim. It was the Inyan of Taharis Einayim, Kamishnema Ba, Loisa Su Achrei Levavchem, Ba'acharei Einechem. That somehow, through tzitzis, we connect to Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that connection to Yetzias Mitzrayim means to be able to overcome this taiva of the einayim, of taiva le'einayim, like it says by Chava. Kamishnema bar losasuach levavchem einechem v'isem kedoshim l'lokeichem. It says beferish in the pasuk. Losasuach levavchem achrei einechem. Achrei levavchem achrei einechem. Which is, besides tzitzis, is also reminiscent of the parasha of tefillin, which is what we also say, which the tefillin shel yad aworn keneged halev, and the tefillin of the rosh is ben yinecha. And in this way, v'yisem kedoshim l'lokeichem. That connection to tzitzis and tefillin is v'yisem kedoshim l'lokeichem. Oif haibin the oigen, to lift up the eyes, the madrega achi gavor. To lift up the eyes to a higher midrash. So umarayim einechem. Ha'hepach shal ra be'enei Hashem. Where are those words found in Chumash? Ra be'enei Hashem. Who remembers? Where are those words? It's a couple of weeks ago. Where's by Erev Einei. By Yehuda's children. We don't have to chazar over what the inyan was over there. And what happened with Erev Einei was Pagam HaBris. So the first place where it says such a lashon in Chumash, Ra be'enei Hashem, in such a way, and you have by stone, you have, but these words on a specific single act, where it says Ra be'enei Hashem, we spoke about that when we were learning the halachas of Kedushas Abris, Pagam Abris, of Shem Chazer Levatola, that these words, Ra be'enei Hashem, it doesn't say it by Ritzicha, it doesn't say by Shabbos, it says by the chait of this Pagam, of the sons of Yehuda of Er Va'ayne, which was Sheikh Vazar Lovatov, which was Pagam Abris. It says, Ra Be'enei Hashem. Be'enei Hashem. So, lifting up one's eyes is the opposite of Ra Be'enei Hashem. It's a remez, obviously. But we see that in the parasha of Er Va'ayne, it says, uses a lashon of Ra Be'enei Hashem, and the remez is that when a person's eyes are damaged, it leads to this aveira pgama bris, which is called ra be'eini Hashem. The avoda of being tov be'eini Hashem is the opposite of that. That's all. That the eyes should be good eyes. That the eyes should be pure eyes. When the eyes are eyes that are ra be'eini Hashem, that means the opposite is eyes that are tov be'eini Hashem, to have a good eye. When we were growing up, to have a good eye meant something else. That's right. When you're playing ball, if you have a good eye, it means that it was almost a strike, but you didn't fall for it, right? So they said, good eye," they would yell out to you, "Good eye, good eye." So, but the real meaning of a good eye is the eyes of Eini Hashem El Tzadikim, to look at things in a way that's pure. The opposite of Rabbi Hashem, that's Erev Oini. The name Er is the Oisius Ra. And Ra is Bein Hashem, is this Pagama Bris, is Ra Bein Hashem. Vahibach Shal Ra Bein Hashem, Lagil Le'imru Tzadik Ki Tov. The meaning of a Tzadik is Tov. And the simple meaning of the word Tov, like it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, his Tov, his name is Tovia, and Moshe Rabbeinu was Tov, and this Malach HaBayis Ira, and the meaning of Tov there also, it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, the Ur of Moshe Rabbeinu is that he was Noilad Mohel, he was born already Gemalt. Because he was so pure, Ad Kedei Kach, like we see there are certain tzaddikim, that they were born already with a bris. And Moshe Rabbeinu was such a tzaddik that Nismali Abayis Ira, the Toiv of Moshe Rabbeinu, that says Ki Toivu, that she looked and she saw Ki Toivu. Ki Toivu doesn't mean that he was cute. Ki Toivu means that there was this Ur of Kedusha. And the Ur of Kedusha of Moshe Rabbeinu was that he was Noilad Mohel. Kedushas Abris is Moshe Rabbeinu's Kedushas Abris. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu himself was misasek with what? The Atzomus of Yosef HaTzadik. Moshe Rabbeinu himself was misasek with that mitzvah. He didn't have the Chevra Kedusha take care of it. Moshe Rabbeinu himself was misasek, right? Rashi brings down Chazal, that everybody was busy collecting all the money and Moshe Rabbeinu was misasek with that Atzomus of Yosef. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu, he didn't have a gabbai, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have any gabbai. He didn't have people to help. Moshe Rabbeinu is misasik, the atzomus of Yosef HaTzadik, because Moshe Rabbeinu was the inyan of Kedushas HaBris, and that connection with Yosef HaTzadik is Moshe Rabbeinu himself had to be metapel, because he understood that the Holy Tzias HaShem depends on Atzmus Yosef, on our holding on to Kedusha of Yosef HaTzadik. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu is misasik with the atzomus of Yosef HaTzadik. And the Holy Tzias HaShem depended upon that asik of Moshe Rabbeinu taking out the atzomus of Yosef HaTzadik, and how Kriyas Yamsuf took place. It's Hayom Rav Yonah, it's Hayad and Yisra Lach. Hayom Rav Yonah, because it says by Yosef HaTzadik, Vayonis Ve'etzachutz, because Hayom Rav Yonah. So Kriyas Yamsuf is because Yosef HaTzadik. Yamsuf means this world, like the Maralach says. Yamsuf means the Nisyanis of this world. Kriyas Yamsuf is Yosef HaTzadik. To be able to get through the Nisyanis of this world is Moshe Rabbeinu carrying the atzomus of Yosef HaTzadik. That's the avodah. It's really an even Mashiach ben Dov, Mashiach ben Yosef, but I don't have to go to that right now. This case, the Einayim Tovus, the Bizarich Einayim Tovus, to have good eyes. When the Smalei Abayis Kul Oir, like it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, that when he was born, the house was filled with Oir, was filled with light. Pchinas Oir Tzadikim Yismach, like it says by the Tzadikim, that the Tzadikim have this Oir. The Oir of the Tzadik is Kedushas Abris. Was anybody here besides myself to see the Satmar Rebbe in person? You saw the Satmar Rebbe in person. So if you saw that face, then you don't need an explanation of whether this is true or it's not true. If you saw that face of the Satmar Rebbe, when you walked into the room, it was Malach HaBayis Oir. You felt there was such an Oir, and you didn't have to be like a maven. I wasn't a kid. I was like 21, 22. But I was there earlier when I was younger also, because I used to go to... But when I sat Yechidus with him, I was at that time right before I was married. So I was whatever, like 21. And you know, you hear these things. What is he talking about? What does it mean? Or what do you mean the tzaddik is? Or what do you mean? If you saw that, and something that you can't forget your whole life, that or of looking at the Satmar Rebbe's face or something. And... Huh?
Too.
I'm not talking against your favorite tzaddik.
I saw
I know. I also saw my Lubavitcher Rebbe. I'm zoichin to see Lubavitcher Rebbe. Yeah, I'm zoichin to see Baruch Hashem. And by everybody's a Rimnitzer fan, and all the Sfardim, the Babasali. I was saying, someone's going to think I'm only talking about the Sam Rebbe. So you're the man, Mati. I'm talking about the Lubavitcher Rebbe also. I'm talking about the hispilus that I remember feeling that when I walked into the Satmar Rebbe's, room, and you see that. Of course, I'm by all the tzaddikim. Because what's the Kedusha? What's the Kedusha of the Lubavitcher? The Kedusha of Baba Sal, Kedusha of the Rebbe. It's all these tzaddikim. But these tzaddikim, you know, they came from different worlds. But what they all shared in common was this Ur of the tzaddikim. The Ur of the tzaddik. There's no question. Of course, it's by the Lubavitcher Rebbe, all the tzaddikim. And if you walked into Rav Moshe Feinstein, you didn't see it. You saw Rav Moshe also. I was actually there, Rav Moshe Feinstein. And you saw Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. But it's the Ur of the Tzaddik. And the Ur of the Tzaddik, that Ur of the Tzaddik is comes from this Avoda of Yosef Tzaddik. That's where the Ur comes from. Ur Tzaddikim Tzaddik. V'lizkai Slor ha'gon l'shemigia idei naim taivis. L'chein, kevin shetachlis yitzhiyas esuamari hi tahara. Since the whole tachlis of kimei tzeischa me'eretz Mitzrayim, kimei tzeischa, the whole tachlis of this avoda of yitzias Mitzrayim, because yitzias Mitzrayim is not just a historical event, it's an avoda. Chayev adam liros hazatzmo. The tachlis of all of that is tahara, to come to tahara. Lachen kovu chazal akadoshim shenekayim es ha-mitzvah shel zechiris yitzias Mitzrayim b'chol yom aydei pashas tzitzis. And therefore, Chazal b'Kaveya, to help us with this avoda v'tzias Mitzrayim, Chazal b'Kaveya, to put into the context, this to bring in that pasuk of tzitzis into the parasha, into these parashas that we say by Kriya Shema. I mean, the Torah put it there. Not that the Chacham just b'Kaveya should say it every day to be mekayem the mitzvah. Kaidei tzias Mitzrayim, idea koach shei tzias Mitzrayim, efshel agila tahara. Because this is the avoda of tahara, tzitzis yitzias Mitzrayim. Kim the oif heben the oigen, to lift up the eyes. We're able to lift up the eyes. Ev shalias v'yisim kedoshim, to come to madrega of v'yisim kedoshim. Ev shalias bebechinas kedoshim kamalachaya to risha the tzaddikim risha kedusha like a malach. Kamuva b'targim yonison v'zaoni hashem lakechem asher tzeisi eschem eretz Mitzrayim lios lachem lelukim. And that's the meaning of how we end Kriya Shema. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Liyos Lachem Lelokim. Liyos Lachem Lelokim, to come to this Madrega of Liyos Lachem Lelokim, which is V'yisim Kedoshim Lelokeichem. And then we say, Ani Hashem. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Ani Hashem Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Liyos Lachem Lelokim. The Ani Hashem means that like Rav Kook explains in other tzaddikim, instead of my eyes being focused on what's outside of myself, which is pagam heinayim, where a person is obsessed with everything that's going on around him instead of what's going on inside of him, so that's how Rav Kook explained that when we say over there ani Hashem means that if you want to find Hashem, the best place to find Hashem is inside of yourself, ani Hashem. Inside of yourself is Hashem. If you start dragging around too much and looking all over the place, then you're going to find Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is outside. If you're looking for Hashem, Ani Hashem. Ani is Hashem. The Ani inside of oneself is Hashem. V'zem mischadish b'chol yom k'sha'omim pashas tzitzis. And this or, this koach of Yitzias Mitzrayim, of Kedushas Einayim, is mischadish every day when we say the parasha of tzitzis. That a person should try to have in mind when we say Kriya Shema, especially in the morning, that I'm beginning a new day and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is helping me out, and I should be zeichet to have this Siyata Deshmai, that today should be a day of Kedusha Seinayim, of Tahara Seinayim, that I should see things in a good way, that I should look at things that I shouldn't see things that are not good, I should only see things that are good. And throughout these weeks of Shoivim, when more than any other time of the year, besides maybe Pesach, of course, but besides Pesach, more than any other time of the year, we're mismalim with these kaiches of Yetzias Yisrael, Shovim and Pesach. Avinu Shebishamayim Ermelanu. We should try to hear that Avinu Shebishamayim is speaking to us, and he's telling us, Bonim Chavivim. Bonim Chavivim. My beloved children. Ani nois lechem achshav oitzvus sheyitzias Mitzrayim. I'm giving you oitzvus sheyitzias Mitzrayim. My wife showed me last night that in one of the Jewish magazines, you know, we always say that if you want to see what we need to work on, just look at the advertisements, right? So they're advertising a Pesach program where they're having a theme of Mitzrayim. And my wife showed me that they have pictures of, like, King Tut, you know, and they're going to have them in the lobby of the hotel. That's what they advertise. That in the lobby and throughout the hotel, they're going to be having Egyptian stuff. I don't know. They showed the gold, you know, the gold, like the statues. They're going to have I guess, Avodah Zarah. I don't know what it looks like in the picture. It looks like Avodah Zarah. This was in the magazine. There's a picture of, you know how he sits there, they bury them inside, what they did with the, over there, such a, the place is such a, an achsari, so richness, but how they showed that in the picture that they're going to have, it's said in the thing, that they're going to have, the entire hotel is going to have the theme of Egypt. That's what they're going to have in the hotel. I guess then when you leave the hotel, you should think that you're being Yoytze Mitzrayim. I'm not sure what, like, why should you go? Why would you want to go to Mitzrayim? We got out of there. And the whole theme is Egypt. Not Yerushalayim, not Eretz Yisrael. The theme of, they write over there, this will be able to help you to be mekayim the mitzvah. In other words, come to our program. Bring your family for $250,000. Come to our program. And you will be able to feel what it's like to leave Mitzrayim. Because in the lobby, next to the soda machine, there's a King Tut. And that's how you're going to be able to leave Mitzrayim. I mean, Akidekach, this time of the year, it's Oitzvus Shal Yitzias Mitzrayim. Oitzvus Shal Yitzias Mitzrayim. Oitzvus Shal Tahara. Oitzus of Tahara, of pureness. Oitzus von Oifheib in the Eugen. Oitzus, a treasure of lifting the eyes up. And a person should try to hear, especially during this time of the year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asking each one of us, especially when we're saying the parasha of Tzitzis and Kriya Shema in the morning and at night, and by Kriya Shema Lamita, to hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling us these things. We should try to take time during this time of the year to prepare kelim, like we were talking about last night in Shalashudas, the Torah from the Grudgeska, kelim for Yiras Shemayim, Oitzvus of Yiras Shemayim. V'limtzai gedarim v'siyogim, that each one of us should try to think of new gedarim v'siyogim, of a gedar and a siyag, meaning fences and prevention, ways to prevent ourselves from falling into those things of where we go and what we look at and where we walk and the things that we're reading, to try to do something practically, not just to say tzitzis, but to think about Kedusha Seinayim and to try to create in our lives more gedarim and more siyogim to stay away from things that we shouldn't be seeing. Mahalchem eitzis va'ifanim eich l'shon haba v'et men oif haibim the oigen. How this coming year, this year that we're in now, how we can lift up the eyes. Obviously, each person according to his age and his matzav, where he lives, where he comes from, his background, and so on. There's not only what tzitzis, there's also the mitzvah tefillin. Kiyar mitzvah tefillin, hilaniach shtei parashis shel yetzias Mitzrayim. These are the parashiyos of Yetzias Yisrael that are inside our tefillin, and the parashiyos of Emunah, of Kabbalas Ol Shemayim, Kabbalas Ol Mitzvahs, and so on. These are the parashiyos of tefillin. V'atachlis hi liskash liyetzias Mitzrayim, and the tachlis of tying on the tefillin is to be mekushet to Yetzias Mitzrayim. The kabbal b'chol yoyim. Ein spritz chodesh Yetzias Mitzrayim, to every day a new injection of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Tefillin is an injection, an infusion of Yisir Simsar. That's a tefillin. And the avodah of tefillin is to be mishabed to Hashem all of our desires and all of our thoughts. The tefillin shayad that's worn by the heart, and the tefillin shayad on the mind, to be mishabed our thoughts and our emotions to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Neshama shebemoichi imshar chushay v'kaychaysay. The neshama that's headquarters of the neshama is in the mind, and all the other chushim and maikaiches guf naki. The din is that when you put on tefillin, you have to have a guf naki. You have to be clean. The body has to be clean. And all the halachas of how a person has to make sure that he takes care of his personal needs before he puts on tefillin, because the tefillin are so holy, and the tefillin are worn on the guf, and the din is a special din by tefillin more than other mitzvahs shebe guf, that it has to be a guf naki. That the body has to be clean. Tefillin b'rayshai. Doesn't say tefillin al harayish. Tefillin b'rayshai, right? It's not just wearing tefillin on your head. It's the tefillin to being inside of your head. Tefillin shebirosh. Not al harayish. Tefillin shebirosh. Tefillin inside of the head. Ki shem Hashem nikra alecha. The shem Hashem is nikra alecha. It says by tefillin. And all of the goyim will see, wrote kol amet kishem Hashem nikra lecha, and Chazal say that's talking about the tefillin shabirosh. Tefillin minake Yehudi. So not only should we have a guf naki when we put on our tefillin, but we should know that the tefillin themselves are minake Yehudi. The tefillin themselves clean and purify a Jew. V'roichet es kol Yehudi. The tefillin have this koach. More than any other mitzvah shebeguf, to clean and to purify a person. Kayidei shemo'oyru makoichos yitzias insayim ayidezeh nasa nekiyim. And that the tefillin shel reish and the tefillin shel yad have this ability to be mo'oyru all of the koichos of yitzias insayim and to help us become more pure from this tumah of Mitzrayim. Or betefillin onamaitzim shnei ha'inyanim. Therefore we see some other amazing things in the parasha of the mitzvah of tefillin. Hein taharis hapeh, because the Gemara learns out from the pasuk lemati atoras Hashem beficha kvi shaduba bez Hashem b'shavu shabarichas, that how there are a number of dinim that are learned out from this, which is also found in the parasha of tefillin, lemati atoras Hashem beficha, that how the tefillin have to be from a behemoth tahira, because it has to be something that's mutar beficha, that you're allowed to eat. Somehow, that by putting on tefillin, the Torah Hashem is able to be beficha. So this is referring to, the Svarim tells us, that there's a deep connection between, as we spoke about last week, there's a deep connection between Kedushas HaPeh, Kedushas HaDibur, speaking in a way of pure, in a way that's pure, Kedushas HaEinayim, and Kedushas HaBris. That these three are the Sholosh Kedushas of Miskadshim. These are the three kedushas of a Jew: kedushas ha'inaim, kedushas ha'peh, and kedushas ha'bris. And these three are connected. A person whose language, God forbid, is without being guarded, it's vulgar, chalila obscene, lashon hara. A person whose mouth is unguarded, that is a reflection of a deeper problem with Kedushas HaBris, Pagam HaDibur, Pagam HaLoshan, Pagam HaNaim, Pagam HaBris. It's the triumvirate. Those three are inseparable. Each one is connected to the other. And that's why there's a famous teaching, Tefer Shleim Eschusson, which says, Masas Te'och B'makam Kodesh, that the Masas should be eaten in a holy place. It's talking about the Minch, it's talking about the Minch, it's talking about Samikdash, but Masas Te'och B'makam Kodesh. So the Tefer Shleim says that a person should think before you, on Pesach night, before you put the matzahs in your mouth, that the matzahs should be eaten in a holy place. It doesn't mean just in Yerushalayim, it means your mouth should be a holy place. Matzahs teoch, mokum kodesh. That the mouth of a Jew should be a holy place. And we understand the connection between matzahs. Matzahs means Yisrael Shleim. Matzahs is l'matiyas teres Hashem beficha. Teres Hashem beficha. O'kvi sheduber bez Hashem is b'shavu, shavar riches, v'gam ha'inyin shal taharis einayim. Tefillin is, of course, very deeply connected to Taharis Einayim. So first of all, it's connected to Taharis HaPeh, that the tefillin have to be minamutu beficha, it has to be It has to be something which we're allowed, it has to come from a behemoth tahir that we're allowed to eat. And, I mean, the kedushas ha-peh, and also, taras einayim, as it says, letatofos, bein einecha. Lezikaron, bein einecha. Bein einecha. Kol ha-moyach v'halev, misraimim. Through the mitzvah of tefillin, one's mind, the tefillin are worn, tefillin shabirosh, but bein einecha, and one's heart, with the tefillin shayad, are worn by the heart. Tefillin shayad. Kol ha-moyach v'halev, misraimim, v'ed rain, it becomes pure. Pure. Rain is pure. Rain kaidim means pureness. B'chol yayim, aide ha-chane l'hanochas tefillin. Aide limud shel seder chazak lefnei ha-tefillah, and a very big part of that is for a person to try, if he's able to have a seder of learning before you daven, to make hachanis, not just to fall into the tefillin, but to make hachanis, that it's good to learn. It's a very powerful thing to learn b'hashkama, to try to learn, at least for a few minutes, to learn before you daven, before you put on your tefillin, to learn a little bit or more, if it's possible, that there should be a seder of learning before putting on the tefillin, lefnei ha-tefillah. K'sharim l'shem yichud, Commissioner Shavinish of Shemaim writes, by the Achanish of Kol Yochid, each person, Lefigilo Matzav, each person according to who he is, to try to make Achanish, that before you put on tefillin, to make proper Achanish. Le mitzvah kadosh shel hanachas tefillin. B'shah shel loiv shem hatfillin. By the kol avayd the shayisim hatfillin. Mismalim ba'ois hayam. If a person is very strong with tefillin, making proper Achanish and having good kavanis, putting on your tefillin and wearing the tefillin, that entire day becomes filled with Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim Chadash, with new kaiches of Kedusha, of Tahara, of Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. Um mekavlam Tahara Chadash, a guf naki Chadash, a guf naki Chadash, to start off the day, the guf naki Chadash. Shemen al Roishcha al Yechzer Chadash. Shemen al Roishcha, Shemen means also the oil on the Rosh, means remes of the Tefillin Sharosh that the Svarim bring down, like a king who's being anointed. So we wear the tefillin shabirosh, which is the simon of melech malchei hamlochem that each one of us wears with the tefillin on our heads. Ukamavur b'chazal, and the need of a melech is that a melech is that the person is in control of himself, that the moach is shalut alev, that the moach, the mind, controls the heart. That's what it means, malchus. A melech is in control. A melech is the one who's in control. So there's a koch of shemen al roish when you put on the tefillin shabirosh, that's what I'm saying, is the inyan of the king being anointed. The king is a person who's in control. So when you wear your tefillin shereish, that's a tremendous help, that you should be able, that your mind should be able to control your emotions and your desires. Kamur b'chazal zel tefillin shereish, the tefillin shereish. Dishanta b'shemen reishi. And the pasuk in Mizmor LeDavid, Dishanta b'shemen reishi is also a remez. Of b'shemen reishi is a remez to the tefillin shereish. Zeu achoch mohel yoyna. Which is the mind, which is that koch of chachma hel yoyna, which is zoha tahara v'akedusha, tahara and kedusha. Hachachma ila, shekol yehudi mismale aydei hatfilin hakedusha, avul bepratus nizka tahara sapeh v'heinayim. But we see specifically in the parashas of tefillin, tahara sapeh of the mouth, nimanti atoz Hashem beficha, and the einayim, zikaron b'einecha. Kaidei ha-tefillin, nasim ha-moach v'ha-lev nikiyim. That through tefillin we can help our minds and our hearts to become clean. Ha-lev v'ha-moach misramimim, and the heart and the mind are uplifted. Shezo koich ha-shel tefillin, which is the koich of tefillin. As I mentioned last night, I told over a ma'isa from the Alter Rebbe, which is his yahrzeit, is tomorrow night. The ma'aseh that with that Jew that was very far, that he drifted very far away from Torah mitzvahs, and he was a descendant of the Baal Tanya. Just repeating, a lot of the chavrus was there, and he was a descendant of the Baal Tanya, and the Baal Tanya came to him in a dream and said, "What's the matter? Why don't you put on tefillin? How come you're not putting on tefillin?" And he had this when he was sleeping, and then when he woke up, he still felt he still had this image of the Alter Rebbe, which was his great great grandfather, telling him you have to put on tefillin. Why don't you put on tefillin? And he didn't even have tefillin anymore. He came from a firm family, but didn't have tefillin anymore. He was finished with Yiddishkeit. He married out and everything, and so he went to the. I'm just repeating. He went to the Lubavitcher Shliach there in Antwerp, the Rav there, and and he saw that the table was, it looked like the table, that there was something, that there was some sort of a masiba, and he asked what's going on, and the Lubavitcher Rav told him over there that it's today's Chavdal Tevis, so we had a Fabrangi, we're Fabrangi today. So this fellow was saying, you aren't going to believe this, but I'm a descendant of the Baal Tanya, and he came to me in my dream last night. He's still talking to me when I'm awake that I have to put on tefillin. So I came to your house to get a pair of tefillin. And now you're telling me that it's the Yartzeit Chavdal, it's today's Chavdal Tevis, which is the Yartzeit of the Baal Tanya, who's pulling me to your house to get a pair of tefillin to put on for Chavdal Tevis. I don't know if you saw, a couple of the chevres sent me, there was a clip of the former Chief Justice of the Israeli Supreme Court. He was a brilliant, brilliant person who came from a home, and he came from Kovna. What's his name? Barak. Yeah? Aaron. Right?
Yes.
So he came from a home, but he's been fighting against Yiddishkeit for a long time. And that there was some chevra that were over there by him. I don't know, they went for an interview. Some guys went for an interview. And before they left the interview, I think one of them is a Lubavitcher. I'm not sure. There were two guys that were there from one of the magazines. They did an interview with them to talk about judicial, all the stuff that's going on. All machlokes now in Eretz Yisrael about the koach of the Supreme Court, of the new government and all the tumult. So they went there and he gave them an interview. And like, he is the symbol of everything that's against Torah mitzvahs. Any possible inyan of Torah mitzvahs this man has been fighting against for like the last 50 years, he's fighting against. And he's smart. And he is a very formidable enemy. God forbid he's an enemy, but just use that word. Opponent is better. He's a very formidable opponent because he's so smart. And he's fighting against everything with any law, any halacha of Shmir Shabbos, but he's fighting against. And then these two guys went to interview him about that. And then one of them said, I think he's Mastami Zlobavish, he said, you know, why don't you put on tefillin? You want to put on tefillin? I have my tefillin here. And he said, yeah. And you didn't see this clip? And they sent around a clip, and you could see he was like insulted because they were saying with him the parish, and like, you know, I'm not a Jew, I know how to say Kriyish, but like they're saying with him. And they had this picture, it was going all around of the big misnagid to Yiddishkeit standing there smiling with a pair, well, he wasn't smiling, he's a literature fellow. But he was at least standing there with his tefillin, proudly wearing his tefillin, for the whole world to see, and he knew that this was going to get all of the chevra from Tel Aviv crazy. They're probably like they're all tearing up his picture and all. Who knows what the they got to him? They already got to him. They got to him. It's like because they're all nervous because that means that they're also going to get it. They're also going to be putting on tefillin soon. That's what's. I mean, if Mitzvah things should go the right way, and it should be done with a seichel. The whole inyan that's happening now in Eretz Yisrael is a gewaldig neis, but we have a history of messing up big opportunities. You know, it's like we're known for that, having big opportunities and messing them up. And there's already a lot of movement of chevra that are trying to mess up this unbelievable opportunity to mekadesh Shem Shamayim. That if we have now an opportunity to talk to our brothers and sisters there in a way of Menschlichkeit, and to understand what's hurting them, and to work together with them in a way of ni'imus, and to be fair, and not to steal and to embezzle and do all kinds of games with the money that they have access to, and to do things in a nice and pleasant way, and to help the kids in their schools, the ones that are also not from, and to help them with their schools, and to help all of the chevra to fix the roads and to fix and to do. And there's all kinds of good things that can be done. It can be mekadesh Shem Shamayim. And it shouldn't be chas or something. It could be either the biggest kiddush Hashem now in Eretz Yisrael that could lead to all kinds of big things, or it could be, God forbid, the worst chilul Hashem ever. And that's what I was thinking about. I looked at the picture of this guy putting on tefillin. And it looks like the fellows that were doing it, they themselves, the way it says it, they couldn't believe he said yes. They couldn't believe he said yes. But every Jew was ready to say yes. We just have to, they probably were very nice, and they spoke to him in Bukovedik away, and they went for an interview. And they spoke to him like a mensch. They didn't come in there yelling at him. They spoke to him in a Bukovedik way. And when you talk to people in a nice way, they put on film. They're not against putting on film. You talk to them in a nice way, and they'll put on film. And once he puts on film, so you think this guy, he's a smart guy. When he went to sleep that night, I'm sure he was thinking about the film that he put on. And who knows what that leads to? Which was what the Rebbe's whole mahalach was. Why Davka did he make such a mitzvah that everybody should put on tefillin? Well, the Rebbe went that everybody should go to make this inyan of putting on tefillin to help pull them out of Mitzrayim, to help Jews get out of Mitzrayim. And he understood with this Ruach HaKodesh that there's such an avoda that even a person who's angry and who's against, but if you could at least get him to put on a pair of tefillin, kulei hai. It can imagine if that's what it can be poil on somebody that's not religious, who's even angry about religion. How could good things for us? Allah has come of a kama. How much it could help people like us that we believe in everything and we're trying to keep mitzvahs. If we think more about our tefillin when we put on our tefillin, and you see this beferish in the mitzvah of tefillin. The mitzvah kedosh shel anochas tefillin b'shash loyfin v'tefillin v'ayde kol avedi shayis b'smal b'yisayim b'yisayis mitzrayim. These weeks are the tefillin of the year. These weeks are like the tefillin. Kfi sheduba kama pam says in the Svarim, ki shovivim heima b'chinah shel tefillin shel yad shel hashana. The Svarim say that Shoivavim is the Tefillin Shel Yad of the year, and Pesach Heshvuas Hemichinis Tefillin Shel Rosh Shel Hashanah. That we find in this one. Shoivavim is the Tefillin Shel Yad, and Pesach, that whole Hamshech of Pesach and Shvuas, is Tefillin Shel Rosh. Mavur Mechidush Shoivavim, ki Tefillin Shel Yad v'Shel Rosh Hemichinis Sichan V'Oig, Asher Yoshe B'Ashreis Bedrei, Asher Yoshe B'Cheshbon, Shehim Lo Neisnim Sheyasu Cheshbon HaNefesh. Remember, in order for us to get into it, just so we had to get through this tumah, this klipa of cheshbon of sichin and oig. We had to get through this tumah of sichin and oig, and by sichin, we spoke about this many times over the years. Asher yoshe b'shtavus bed, asher yoshe b'cheshbon. So that's an interesting name for a place. Where is this place cheshbon? Anybody ever take a bus to cheshbon? You ever take a taxi to cheshbon? Where is cheshbon? Because that's what I'm talking about. There are Muslim and all these names, that there's a certain tumma, a klipa. I mean, in order for us to get into HSL, we had to get through this klipa of Sichan and Oig, Melech Cheshbon. The Melech Cheshbon means that there is this Malchus of tumma, the Sitra Achra, that is standing in the way of a person making a Cheshbon HaNefesh. In other words, there's a Melech Cheshbon in the world. This Melech Cheshbon is trying with all of his strength to prevent people from thinking, from making a cheshbon nefesh, from making a cheshbon nefesh who they are, what they're doing in their lives. That's the inyan of sichan oig mel cheshbon. This one talked a lot about that. We spoke about that over the years. Melech cheshbon. Shem lo noistim shiasu cheshbon nefesh. Because just like we see in this parasha, that we just learned in this parasha now, Va'era, that all power wanted to do is that when there was a hisoris, if you see a sign, what did the power do? What was that void of power? To give us more work. What? To give us more work that we shouldn't think like this. So I'm going to say that we should be so busy, Paro, if it would be nowadays, Paro would have given out free new phones to everybody. Every single person would have gotten the latest model of a smartphone. And this way, I'll just, you're not going to listen to the Divrei Sheker of what you're, this old Moses is going around telling you all kinds of stuff. You can leave Mitzrayim. You're not going to leave Mitzrayim. And therefore, power made a gzeira that there should be less tevin and more work. Less tevin means less tfuna, less bina. Not to give them tevin. Tevin means straw. But tevin also is a lashon of what? Tfuna, which means bina. Means that all power was worried about was that Jews were going to think. Because the second that a Jew has a little bit of seich, a little bit of tfuna, a little bit of tevin, who may vin, he understands that this is crazy, that I'm sitting on this thing all day long. That's what power wants. Paro wants that a person should be all day long without a cheshbon and nefesh. And that even when he goes to sleep, he falls asleep, like he falls asleep with this thing, you know, he falls asleep with this thing on him. I don't know if that ever happened to anybody, chas v'shalom, to fall asleep with this thing in your hand, or falls on your heart, or maybe b'nei necha sanal. Maybe have two, some people have two. What is this? Falls asleep like this. With two phones, like, well, you know. That's what Melech Cheshbon is, to keep a Jew thinking about other stuff, to keep your eyes and your head and your heart so preoccupied. That's what Paro did. That that we shouldn't have time to think about getting Emes. What are you getting Emes? I'm not getting anywhere. And therefore, you get buried more. That's what Yaakov was when he said, "Anosik bereini b'mitzrayim." I don't want to be buried in Egypt. All power wants to do is to bury a Jew in Egypt. And how do you get buried in Egypt? You get the latest stuff, and you get buried in Egypt. You get buried in Egypt. You're buried in work. You get buried in other things. The ikkur is that you shouldn't make a cheshbon and nefesh. The whole avoda of paro is melech cheshbon sichon oig, right? The oigen, the eyes, right? That you shouldn't look at the. You should make a cheshbon of what you're looking at. Oig in his eyes, oig. You shouldn't and sichon the samach and the brought down the son. The samach and the sin are interchangeable. So sichon therefore is with the samach, but sichon with the sin means speaking speech. Sicha, siach means to talk. The oigen and the peh, the eyes and the mouth, sichain and oig is the, means the mouth, sichain is sicha, with the samach and the sin, and oig is oigen. And the inyan of being preoccupied with what you're looking at, what you're talking about, that a person doesn't make a cheshbon nefesh bechlal. But tefillin oizel kol yehudi, and the tachlis of tefillin is, to, just one more second, to help every Jew, sheyilo hazmanim shel al ken yoyim ha-moishlum bo cheshbon. The union of the union of Kriya Shema and the union of Tefillin of Yetzias Hashem is that a person should say Al Kain Yomer Amoishem Bo Cheshbon. A Jew has to say every single day of his life Bo Cheshbon, like Chazal say Bo Nasa Cheshbonish Shel Olam Nachashiv Cheshbonish Shel Olam, to make a Cheshbon and Nefesh Bo Cheshbon Sichon and Og. That Koch of Melech Cheshbon is to prevent a person from making a Cheshbon. In Kedusha the Avoda is Bo Cheshbon. As that's the inyan of Shoivim. All right, so we'll continue with Shem next.